I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. We're following a developing story on the 7 o'clock report.
We're getting new information on a deadly officer-involved shooting in Bountiful last night.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live now with the very latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, we've just learned that three officers have been placed on paid administrative leave following the shooting. Bountiful police say they first received reports just before 10:30 last night that a man was armed with a rifle and bow and arrow outside Viewmont High School. Reports are that when officers arrived, multiple shots were fired and the suspect was presumed dead at the scene. Currently, there's no known affiliation with the high school or why the suspect was even there. It's also unknown if the suspect shot first or how many shots were fired or why shots were even fired. It sounds like multiple officers were involved in the shooting, although none were injured. So far, police have not identified the suspect, only saying that he's a white man, and we're hearing that he was 27 years old. The Davis County Protocol team is now investigating the shooting. And it should also be noted that we're also learning that Viewmont High School will be in a two-hour delay today because of that shooting. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Nine people are in the hospital after an apparent head-on crash along I-80 near Saltaire. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the latest there. Mary?
Tim, a trooper passing by saw the flames from the frontage road and discovered the crash. A Ford Expedition and a pickup truck pulling a trailer were involved. Two people in the pickup truck and seven people in the Expedition, apparently all from out of state. So maybe they were sightseeing around the Great Salt Lake. We don't know yet, and we don't know what caused the crash. The crash analysis reconstruction team was on the scene, but all nine of those people are in the hospital, and at last word, one of them was in extremely critical condition. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, a new exit-only lane meant to clear up congestion for Tooele County commuters has finished 6 months ahead of schedule.
UDOT got the materials to build it quicker than expected, and now the extra westbound lane on I-80 between SR 201 and SR 36 is open. Drivers know the accidents in that stretch can cause big delays.
When there is a crash, our crews will be able to clear the crash much faster, and also the additional lane will allow us to move traffic around that crash.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says this new lane could reduce delays up to five times with bad accidents. Stansbury Park resident Brady Hawes is happy to hear it.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great addition to the freeway there. I think it'll appease any of those times where there's an accident. There's only one road in and one road out.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Utah lawmakers are debating whether to increase penalties on rioters. Legislative analyst John Feinauer says Tennessee did it recently by mandating jail time and raising fines.
Against those who have damaged specific types of property. And so they raised fines, and those fines go beyond the current fine structure of the Utah statute as well. But that's certainly something that has generated a lot of discussion.
Sheriffs across the state supporting the idea after several protests in and near Salt Lake City turned violent.
Utah's 2020 school year.
The Davis School District has decided to send students back to class Monday through Thursday starting September 28th. KSL-TV's Matt Rascone reports.
12 days in, and the Davis School Board has decided it's about time for a change. The way things are now, students head to the classroom twice a week on different days, allowing for smaller class sizes and more physical distancing. With just 2 weeks of data, the district says the hybrid model has helped limit the number of students who need to be quarantined.
Secondary students will return to class October 5th. Dave Noriega will join us at 7:20 to talk about this story ahead of Dave and Dujanovic at 9 o'clock on KSL News Radio.
Sally is dumping historic rainfall on the Gulf Coast. Let's get our top national stories with the help of Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, Hurricane Sally finally making landfall on the Gulf Coast this morning. Category 2 storm, bringing dangerous ocean surge and life-threatening torrential rains. This Alabama woman describes it.
Non-stop waves
of wind and water and rain.
Sally is slamming into the coast at the Florida-Alabama line. 100-mile-an-hour sustained winds, rain in excess of 2 feet in some locations. Smoke from western wildfires reaching New York City and Washington, D.C. This woman lives in California, where 24 major fires still burn.
It feels like it's the end of the world or something is lurking.
The dangerous air quality could remain in the western region for weeks. The federal government is just released a sweeping plan today to make coronavirus vaccines available to all Americans for free. State and local agencies will have to make specific plans for distribution once a vaccine is approved. And ABC News hosted a town hall with President Trump last night covering many topics, including police reform.
We have to give the police the respect that they deserve, and we have to give them their mojo. We have to let them protect us.
Meanwhile, Democratic nominee Joe Biden, he was in Florida last night at a Hispanic Heritage Month event. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
An investigation continues in Boston after a woman was killed in a freak elevator accident. This neighbor says the woman was apparently moving into an older apartment building and was loading a box on the elevator.
What he thinks happened was she either tried to put the box on or went on with the box, and the box was tall enough to hit something and it started moving, and she either panicked and went to jump off or panicked and didn't stay on.
It's believed the elevator is as old as the five-story building itself, which was completed in the 1920s.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Another couple of days with highs above average, and then a storm arrives, sending dropping temperatures and bringing in some rain.
It has been a while. We could use a little rain, and it looks like we finally have at least a little in the forecast coming our way here for Friday evening and Saturday when a system comes in, a front cools us off, and we're looking for temperatures to drop from the 90s today, tomorrow, to only 70s on Saturday and Sunday.
Grant says the storm moves out by Monday. Temperatures start to climb back into the normal 80s.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.